Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's start this program with
Jimmy Garoppolo is smoking hot.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Intercepted by Jack Rabbit Jenkins.
That was a real bad one. Should not have thrown that.
No, that's football. That stuff happens.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. The Rich Eisen Show.
He is super unique. He's really, really fun to watch.
Earlier on the show,
two-time Super Bowl champion James Harrison, Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders.
Coming up,
Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, plus your phone calls and more.
And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Welcome to hour number two here on the Rich Eisen Show, live on NBC Sports on Peacock. Hour number three here on the Rich Eisen Show, live on here on our NBC Sports on Peacock. Can I take a mulligan on that? It's because I was just texting Deion with Deion Sanders to thank him for his appearance in hour number two. And it was great. If you missed it, there's our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We will post it also on our Twitter page, at Rich Eisen Show. James Harrison also told some interesting stories about watching Tom Brady's preparation front row as he was a New England Patriot back in the day. He joined us in hour number two. We're going to hear from the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Brian Flores, once upon a time 1-7, now 7-7. Coming up shortly here on this program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. TJ Jefferson, is he already through security right now, I would imagine?
I would imagine so, yeah.
He is hopping a flight to go home to see his mom. That's how we're rolling. We are off next week on Peacock. We have radio shows and some terrific hosts to tell you about towards the end of this program. So we'll tell you about that and how we're rolling into the new year here on this program. So that's all coming up in hour number three. Chris Brockman in his spot. Yeah. Jay Felly is with us as well right here for hour number three here on the program. Chris Brockman.
Hey, Rich.
Last night we saw a pretty huge game. Which team do you think is set up to go longer into the playoffs? The team that won or the team that lost last night?
Well,
now, don't knee-jerk reaction it.
I'm not going to knee-jerk.
Don't you knee-jerk
remember
reaction?
Remember when we did a midway point mulligan, I took the Tennessee Titans to win the AFC. So I'm going to say that they're still set up.
You took that. You took them, though, when Derrick Henry was running the
Derrick
football.
Henry was still healthy at the time. I think he literally got hurt the same week. But if Derrick Henry does indeed come back, like Mike Vrabel and a lot of people think, for the playoffs, and A.J. Brown looks the way he does, and a big if when you talk about Julio Jones, but they are going to be really, really dangerous. And I kind of think I'm out on San Francisco now.
Oh, you can't be out on that.
I don't know about that, man. You said it great to start. Jimmy G, the reason why they stuck with him was the opening drive, and the reason why they drafted Trey Lance was kind of the rest of the game. I just don't think he's the guy. I don't think he's the guy.
Well, I just think that it was just a mixture, again, of Jimmy G's inaccuracy.
Yeah, he airmailed a few.
Shanahan's aggressiveness. Open. That fourth down throw to Ayuk, that you can say Ayuk stopped his route or Jimmy G misfired the ball.
Miscommunication.
And miscommunication.
Sure.
That play should not have happened. Once it went from fourth and one to fourth and six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I didn't understand that we're going for it on fourth and six as opposed to taking our lumps and sending out a long field goal attempt from Robbie Gould. You know, you're up 13 to 10 at that point.
Is that what it was? I'm trying to find it.
No, you're up. It's 10-10. You'd be up 13 to 10 at that point.
It was 10-10.
Right. And then Tennessee wound up scoring a touchdown. The Niners tied it. And then Tannehill had that gutting run.
Well, they were on the 40. That's a long field goal. That's a 57-yard attempt.
I'd still attempt it.
With an older kicker. I know Robbie Gould's been great.
I'd still give it a whirl.
Yeah.
I'd still give it a whirl. I mean, guys are kicking 55, 57, 60 yarders like they're going out of style.
Yeah, no.
But Shanahan knows his team better. I'm sure, you know, that was what you would hear. But, you know, Kittle just 21 yards last night. It was just off, man. It was just off when it looked so on. And the interception in the first quarter is what changed it. Right there. But, again, the Niners have the Texans next and then a big game against the Rams that might actually be for the Niners to make the playoffs because we'll see how the Vikings, Eagles, and Saints do. They're all trying to match the 49ers at 8-7. And if all three of them do it, as I mentioned at the top of the program, the Niners go from the sixth seed out of the wild card. If the Vikings, Saints, and Eagles all win, the Vikings and Eagles take those spots.
Now, let me ask you this.
The Vikings could finish up as high as sixth this weekend.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Top five teams are two games clear, the 49ers and the Vikings. We got six, seven teams still sniffing it.
Yeah.
You can take the 49ers and Vikings to make it as is, or you can take the field. Do the 49ers and Vikings both make the playoffs?
Well, I'll take the field because I think the Vikings might miss it. I think the Niners are a team that's going to be 9-7, even if they're 9-8. If they lose to the Rams,
you don't think Washington or the Saints?
I mean, Washington needs to win out.
Or Philadelphia.
Washington needs to win out.
I think Philly
Philadelphia plays the Cowboys at some point. I think they lose that game. They finish up with the Washington football team and the Dallas Cowboys. What are they going to go three? Are they going to go finish 10-7? That team looked like a team that's going to win three in a row. To you the other night?
Sometimes they do.
No. I would take the field in that respect. Okay. I take the Niners in the field. I don't trust the Vikings.
Niners in the field.
Yeah. Do you trust the Vikings?
No, but I feel like they have the most talent, though, right? Well, especially if Dalvin Cook can come. I know he's unvaccinated, so he's out 10 days.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Well, is that your warm-up for What's More Likely right here on the Rich Eisen Show? All right, Jay Felly, I need NFL Films music, and I need production value. I just need production value. Roll it.
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
Excellent. That's great production value right there. I love it. Excellent. Okay. Chris Brockman, you got the floor.
All right, what's more likely? We got four football and a basketball, guys. Okay, these two men lead their respective categories in the National Football League. Receiving yards, rush yards. So what's more likely, more Cooper Kupp receiving yards this week or more Jonathan Taylor rush yards?
Wow, great question.
That's a good one.
Man.
Yeah, threw it right at you. Rams at Vikings. Colts at Cardinals, both would have to do it on the road.
Oh, man. I'll go Kupp.
He's on such a roll.
I know he's on such a roll. I'll go Kupp.
All right, so you're back in Arizona.
I mean, if you're in Arizona, don't you just load that box and say, go ahead, Carson Wentz. Just go.
Yeah, I would play man on the outside, and I would put eight men in there the whole time.
Right, and see if you connect with Pittman or T.Y. or whatever. Just I mean,
try.
Like,
try.
Which is why, at some point, according to Frank Reich, as he said, that Carson Wentz is going to have to be the star of the game for them to win a game. This might be that.
This would be a.
And as you know, Wentz was balling out earlier this year in many different instances. Just not this past week. I'll take Kupp because he's on a roll, and I think the Rams beat the Vikings.
Do you trust Jimmy G or Carson Wentz more?
Oh, my God. I'll trust Carson Wentz more right now.
All right, fair. All right, these two teams matching up as well. Huge, huge game. AFC East Bills Patriots. What's more likely, more Bills points or Mac Jones pass attempts?
I'll go Mac Jones pass attempts. That's more likely. Yeah, man.
So Mac Jones throws, what, high
20s? Yeah, I don't think the Bills are going to score more than 21, 24.
Okay.
You know, I'd be shocked if they get in the 30s. And Mac Jones is going to have to throw the ball to win this one. That's the way I think you just saw.
Right.
I just think, you know, I saw the, you saw the way the Colts play it. The Bills are going to play a better game. You have to think that they're not going to shoot themselves in the foot as much as they did. The weather's not going to be in their skulls. And at some point, you know, Mac Jones is going to, I'll go more Mac Jones passing attempts.
All right.
That's a good one.
Good one. Okay. All right. Next up. These two players are 1-2 in the NFL in pass yards. Talking about Tom Brady, talking about Derek Carr. They have home division games this week. What's more likely? Who's more likely to lead the week in passing yards? Tom Brady, Derek Carr.
I think Brady is going to absolutely torch the Carolina Panthers this weekend.
No Godwin, no Mike Evans, Antonio Brown back.
Uh-huh. Gronk, Scotty Miller. Don't forget Scott. Everyone's like Scotty Miller. He's playing
a huge touchdown before the half.
He's the one that had that back-breaking touchdown before the half in the NFC Championship game last year.
Okay.
So I think Brady's I think Tom is going to eviscerate Carolina this week.
I hope so. You do? You have Brady in fantasy.
I lost the rest of the team in fantasy, but still got Tom.
I think he's going to – I mean, imagine – let's look it up. What did he do the week after he got shut out in 2006? I'll look that one up while you ask me the next one.
Okay, go for it. All right, next one. What's more likely, AFC North team to pull the road upset? Cleveland in Green Bay, Pittsburgh in Kansas City.
Pittsburgh in Kansas City, and I did not stutter.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain yourself, Rich Eisen.
Well, I'm genuinely concerned about how the offense is going to look with Baker coming off of COVID. I'm assuming he's going to. And Myles Garrett's got half of his... I mean, he's 50-50. I mean, he's got a groin injury, and he's going to go chase around Aaron Rodgers and try and anchor that line with A.J. Dillon being rolled downhill and Aaron Jones coming out to chip him or whoever might chip him. I mean, and the Chiefs are on a roll, but bound to be got. Steelers make it one of those ugly games, and maybe... you know, Harris has a big game. He hasn't had one in about a month. I'm painting a rosy picture as possible. And as you all know, the Chiefs have some COVID issues. Is Tyreek Hill playing? Is Travis Kelce going to test out?
Unclear.
That's correct. So that's where I'll go on all of that.
You got the Brady game log?
Yes, I do. You ready for this one?
All right, so they shut out in week 06 against Miami, right?
They got shut out by Miami in 06. Correct.
21-0.
Next game against the Houston Texans, they won 40-7.
What did Brady have?
Although he didn't have that big of a game.
No.
Man. No.
So what was it? Corey Dillon running the ball? Like what was that?
Let me get it for you. He had 109 yards passing, but two touchdowns.
109. That's it.
Yes. That might have been
Watson
a rushing game. Let's
one.
See. Hold on. Interestingly enough, he was going against David Carr. Rushing numbers were, here we go. Corey Dillon had 61 rushing yards.
Nothing crazy.
The only rushing touchdown was Kevin Falk.
Defensive score then? They must
Let's
have.
See. As a matter of fact, touchdowns, Jabbar Gaffney caught one from Tom Brady.
Wow.
Ellis Hobbs ran one back for a touchdown,
okay.
A kickoff.
Okay.
Kevin Falk had an 11-yard rush.
Jeez.
And a 43-yard pass from Tom Brady. And the rest of it was just the defense kicking their ass. The only touchdown for the Texans that day, Ron Dayne with a 1-yard dive.
Ron Dayne. I mean, mid-2000s, blast from the past names.
There you go.
Jabbar Gaffney.
Yep.
Corey Dillon. Wow.
Yep. David Carr was the... quarterback.
How many sacks for David
Andre
Carr?
Johnson. Andre Johnson held to just 5 catches on 10 targets for 28 yards.
Jeez.
And his longest was 9 yards. There you go. So,
Andre Johnson.
Typical Belichick game. We're not letting Andre Johnson beat us.
Andre Johnson, Hall of Famer?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. All right, last one. What's more likely this week, guys? NBA, big Christmas slate in the association tomorrow. More likely to drop 40. More likely to drop 40 on Christmas. Steph Curry or Kevin Durant? Warriors at Suns, Nets at Lakers.
I'll go Nets at Lakers because the Lakers just got torched at home by the Spurs. Last night.
Steph had 46 last night.
Trust me, I know that, Chris. You've got him in fantasy.
Oh, right.
I was actually up going into the last couple of games where you had Steph. I had Murray for San Antonio. I'm doing Lego with the kids. I look down at my phone because I'm trying to be present doing the Lego. And, you know, I felt like a shop teacher. All three kids are doing Lego because we're trying to get them off a screen because we know they're going to be on a screen all day.
Yeah.
I'm walking around trying to be present. I grab my phone. I take a look. I'm like, why am I now suddenly down all these points? And, oh, yeah, Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah, Steph went up.
So the Suns, though, are a much better defensive team and a much better team right now than what the Lakers are.
Hey, way to talk that out.
Right? And Durant is getting, right? We got the beards back.
The beard is back, yeah.
Is Kyrie cleared?
The beard's back.
Is Kyrie cleared?
No, he's still in protocol.
Okay.
He's still in protocol. Right. Richard, I have Shai Gilgeous, 29
Dude,
last night.
Dude, he's
Devin
so terrific.
Booker, 30 last
By the way,
night.
He's so terrific. Yeah. Shai Gilgeous,
oh, man, he's awesome.
Alexander
so
is really a great basketball player.
Really fun to watch.
Oh, you got a good team. You got a good team. I still have a chance.
No, he's okay. It's 6-4.
Got an outside chance.
It's 6-4.
No, it's worse than that.
Oh,
dude.
No, it's 8-3.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry.
Exactly.
Don't trade for Giannis.
That's the name of my team name.
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
Yeah!
So I'll say I'm going with Durant over
Durant,
over
I like
Curry.
It. I like it. Durant has one 40-pointer. It was actually a 50-pointer. He is the only 50-point game in the league.
So was last night, and thank you for the music and the production value, was last night the beginning of the crypto.com era, or is that starting?
I think that.
I know they're changing signage. And
they're working on signage and all that.
You know, I'll tell you what. The Lakers are absolutely.
Well, the fans are just freaking out.
Dude, the Lakers are top-notch at branding things and having ceremonies. They are great. The Yankees know how to do that, too. They know how to brand and have ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And they know how to point out all the banners that we've got, and we're having ceremonies. But they're closing out the name of an arena. They're not closing the arena. The arena is still there.
It's not
still
going anywhere.
Spot. Like, all these people who have spent the last 22 years going to Staples, and if they have the same season tickets, you're going to be sitting in the same seat in crypto.com.
You're going to park in the same spot. Yeah. You're going to take the train and get off at the same
spot. You're taking the same route, which is whatever Waze tells you, because it's insane to get downtown.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, but
it's like Olympic to Figueroa. Like, that doesn't change.
I don't grasp it. It's like the arena's not shutting down. They're not closing the doors.
No.
They're not moving physically. They're just changing the name of the arena, and they're adding more. I guess, excitement to the new name, while also saying farewell to what? To the naming right? Like I've never seen anything like it.
Like the Lakers posted a 2-minute like tear jerk video the other day.
And I'm telling everyone nationally here that we here in Los Angeles, or at least the three of us here, are mystified how the rest of so many of these fans are like nostalgic and like they're looking back at the last 22 years of Staples and all the great times that they had at Staples. And it's like, hey, it's just removing the logo that that Damian Lillard's going to make a three from when he's a visiting player. You know what I mean? Like, it's still the home of the Lakers and the home of the Clippers for the moment. It's still the same building. It's still the same parking garage. It's still the same street. It's still the same roof. It's still the same everything.
All the statues, they're still outside. Magic.
They're
changing
the name.
It's not like it's
an
old building either. Like,
it's not.
They just left the forum.
All the trophies and Robert Horry and
a couple of coaches they fired. And Gary Payton.
It's still the same spot where Kobe and Shaq and Phil had their great moments.
Spot.
And Derek Fisher and Robert Horry had his shot.
Yeah,
it's the same spot. They're changing the name. It's not. It's like not even something that is going to affect the fan, other than the fact that will it save you money because crypto's putting more money in the Buss family pocket? I don't get it. It's and mystifying to me.
I feel like we'll still all call it Staples. Like, it's going to take a long time before we stop thinking that Staples
Center.
You're
going to the Kryptonite, you're going to crypto, or whatever.
You're going down to the crypto.
Going to Staples, it'll be, oh, yeah, I remember it used to be called Staples. Remember the time when we went to Staples in the same building that we're going to tonight? It's like, what is it?
I think it's right. We talked about this on the Rich Eisen Show basketball podcast, episode 3 up on YouTube now. Celtics fan, me, Adams, Bulls fan, TJ, Sixers fan. Our original arenas actually no longer exist. Boston Garden got torn down. Chicago Stadium got torn down. Yeah. The Spectrum got torn down. Like,
I think the Spectrum's still up.
Is it? But they actually moved to a different arena. They don't play basketball there anymore. So it was like, for us as fans, we actually have that experience of like, building is now gone. Staples Center, now the crypto arena, still there.
You know what?
Still at LA Live.
You know, maybe it's like, Kaiser Soze, it's like the greatest trick that's ever been played.
It's crazy, man.
Right?
The Kobayashi
coffee
mug.
Right. And it's like Staples is Kaiser Soze with the limp, and then crypto is like him just striding right into the car, spoiler alert.
and
honestly, like, maybe what they should do, should they just have some sort of CGI, it's Los Angeles, it's Hollywood, a CGI of imploding the sign to make everyone sort of feel like, because I totally understand the feeling of nostalgia of somebody when they watch the Kingdome get exploded. I mean, oh, that's the building where I did all of that stuff. Or watch the old RCA Dome. Oh, that's the building where all this took place. It's just like, oh, yeah, I remember the naming rights back in the day, right?
One of the most
lamenting a naming rights change in this town.
They tore down Yankee Stadium. Like, that's an actual thing that happened.
Yes, I remember that. Like, when I went to the new Yankee Stadium years ago and I looked across the street to the parking lot, that's where I went as a kid.
That's where it happened.
Right, that's where Gehrig and Ruth played in those fields that they have now actual kids play on right now. Because they turn them into ball fields. And, like, that's the stuff, not like, oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, man. They changed the naming rights.
The name is different. Oh.
I don't get it. But
is it because we're not Lakers fans, I guess, right?
No.
Well, I'm a Kings fan, and it's all the same as far as hockey.
I
remember leaving the Forum.
But it's
to go
what do you
Staples.
Mean, two cups there? It's the same building.
Exactly.
I know, it's not going anywhere. The ice is still there. Same ice.
Yeah, it's weird.
If you want to lament anything, look at the team's record since they announced the name change.
Is it bad?
That's what you should be lamenting.
Oh, I gotta look that up now.
All right, let's take a break. Brian Flores of the Miami Dolphins, the HC of the MIA, coming back right on the Rich Eisen Show. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network, along with our friends on NBC Sports on Peacock, and of course on NBC Sports Audio Sirius XM Channel 85. Westwood One is a great partner of this show. They help us in so many different ways. And my relationship with them grew this year with Monday Night Football. Thrilled that I'll be in the host chair again for this coming Monday. Huge game, 7-7 New Orleans, 7-7 Miami. Once upon a time, 1-7, now 7-7. I spoke to Brian Flores before yesterday's show, and it was before the news broke that Taysom Hill had tested positive for COVID-19, and the same for his backup in Trevor Siemian. So that is the backdrop of the conversation that I had with the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, who doesn't do this very often during the season, so greatly appreciated. Brian Flores calling in, and also the Dolphins to help make him available. And here's that chat. Joining us here on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is it's very rare for a coach to have an opportunity to have back-to-back 10-win seasons in the NFL when the second season, in which it would be back-to-back, they had just one win in their first eight games. But such is the case for the Miami Dolphins, getting set to try and win their seventh in a row on Monday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints. And the head coach in his third year in South Florida, joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line, Brian Flores. How you doing, Coach?
Doing great, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing just terrific, and I appreciate you asking. So let's jump right into it. When you are 1-7, what do you tell a team that's 1-7? I imagine you're not in that position too often.
Well, you know, I think my message to our group was, you know, look, there's a lot of parity in this league, so there's a small margin for error. And I think we were on the wrong side of that margin for, you know, a few games this year early in the season. So, I think my message to our guys is just continue to work the way they have been working, but also, we just needed to, just play better situationally. But at the end of the day, just stick together, keep doing what we're doing, and that things will turn.
I guess it is the ultimate one game at a time approach. Coach, right? I mean, that's such a cliche, but in your case, it seems to have worked here, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always been, you know, kind of my approach, and our approach here is, you know, one play at a time, one game at a time, one week at a time, and really try to put our focus on, you know, the task at hand and not think about, what's happened in the past or what may happen in the future. And I think I've always felt like that's the way to get, you know, the best results in the present. So that's kind of my message to the team at all times.
Was there a moment in a game, or maybe one that we didn't see watching Miami Dolphins football, where you and your staff thought, okay, here we go. Like, this is the turning point. This is the pivot. This is where we're beginning to play football like we know we can play it.
I would say it's probably in our last, you know, in the Buffalo game. We lost that game, but I think we had been playing, been struggling for a few weeks prior to that. And, you know, the first half of that game, you know, Buffalo's got a great team. We had played up to our capabilities, you know, in the first half and really into the second half as well. Right then I felt like, you know, we were starting to, turn the page on what was a tough start to the season. And, I think we've played, you know, fairly well since.
So it's interesting. So a coach whose team is on a win streak, you're pointing to a loss. Was it the week two? Is that what you're referring to? The home game?
The one at
Buffalo on Halloween you're referring to.
On Halloween, yeah. Okay. I think, you know, as the season progresses, you know, you always want to, you know, my thing is I just want to watch us, you know, improve. And I think, you know, at the beginning of the season, there was, we weren't improving. And then I think, you know, we were having good practices and playing hard and giving great effort. But, you know, there was just, a mistake here. We just weren't playing complimentary football, and I think in that game, in the Buffalo game, it was a loss, but it just felt like we were kind of moving in the right direction.
Head coach Brian Flores of the Miami Dolphins getting set to take on the Saints on Monday Night Football. How has Tua improved in your estimation?
I think coach? He's got, you know, much better command of the offense. His leadership has improved immensely. His preparation. I think every time he steps out on the field, he gets a little bit better. Still developing, but he's a hardworking kid. It's very important to him, and I'm pleased with his growth this season.
Well, I mean, any time I've ever been around him, you just sense it. The word "it," right? He's got it. He exudes it, whatever the "it" is, and only in the good way. When you say he's improved his leadership, how has that come to the fore? Coach.
I think it's just being more comfortable, within the offense. Last year, coming off of the injury, learning a new playbook. I think he's just much more comfortable. Talks to his receivers more, talks to the offensive line more, just taking more command of the offense, and that's helped us, I think.
Yeah, and of course, I assume he takes coaching really well. I mean, coming from his world of Nick Saban,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely does. He's a great kid, and he asks a lot of questions. He tries to be a sponge to get as much information as he can, so he can help put our team in as good a position as possible.
And I'll give you the floor on Xavien Howard, your Pro Bowler, and what he has done, and how he is playing, and some of the plays that he has made for you this year. You could point to as another turning point. I know, obviously, you know your team better than I do, but he's been stupendous. I'll give you the floor on how he has led that charge on the other side of the ball for you.
I mean, X is just a great player, and that's he's a great player. He's a leader on this team, and he's made a lot of big plays for us. In some big games and. And I can't say enough good things about him. And, congrats to him for making another Pro Bowl. And he's just a playmaker. At the end of the day, that's really what it boils down to. And he's just a great player on his team.
Brian Flores, Miami Dolphins head coach. And then before we just jumped a little bit into the Monday night game in itself, if you could wave a wand, coach, and change a rule in the NFL, which would that be for you? Yes.
Change any rule
in the NFL. You're like, you know what? This would be a good thing to just get out of the game or bring into the game. What would that be for you?
For me?
I don't think this could be. This is fine. This is just between us, coach. This is fine, free conversation. You know what I'm saying?
I'm stumped. Well,
come on. There's not one that you're standing on the sideline and you're like, every single time it gets called, you're like, come on.
I mean, probably the dropping weight on the quarterback.
Right. Because there's no way to stop that, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit, it's subjective on whether or not you rolled off or didn't.
Well, how about this then? Because this is something that I've been pounding the table for. Sky Judge or whatever the heck we're calling it, Hawkeye or 345 or the New York Eye in the Sky, that every single one of these 15-yarders, just like what you talked about, that the flag goes down and then the refs huddle up and they're talking, but they're really having somebody in New York City take a look to see if somebody did land their weight on it or did make contact head to head or did do what is being said. Or in the case of, a face mask that wasn't called, would you be in favor of something like that, all 15-yarders being reviewed like that? What do you think?
Would I be in favor of it?
Yes, sir.
If the rules was in, I'd be in favor of it.
Okay.
Just to make sure that, that all those plays are right, because those are big penalties and big plays.
Yeah, I mean, they continue drives. Your defense might not get off the field, your offense doesn't stay on the field when something gets missed. I'm just that's what I'd pound the table for.
You take that to the competition committee.
You take it to the Michigan man at the top of the flow chart there. Okay. and tell him this. You spoke to another Michigan man. Will you do, you could do that. He'll understand. You know, we're
I'll
just.
I'll do that.
Oh, by the way, my team's coming to your stadium, and Stephen Ross's team's coming.
Are you going to be there?
No, I don't think so. You know, there's my day job at the NFL Network that kind of prevents that sort of thing. But maybe you could just leave a note there for me. Would you do that, you know, for the team or Harbaugh?
No,
you don't know Harbaugh at all, do you? Do you know him? Have you ever met him?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I know that's John, but not Jim.
I'm literally now throwing darts. Okay, so let's get into the Saints. The biggest challenge you've been circling on film that you care to share with us going into this game for your preparation this week is what?
Well, I mean, defensively, this is one of the best groups in the league. I think Dennis Allen does just a terrific job, you know, with the defense. I think he's an excellent coach. I think they've got a lot of great players. Good rush, good cover guys, good scheme. So, I mean, this is going to be a major challenge for us from that standpoint. And then, you know, Taysom Hill and his ability, you know, as a runner and a scrambler, I think that poses a lot of issues for us as well. So this is a talented team. And, we've got our work cut out for us. So, you know, we've got to do a good job in practice. We've got to do a good job preparing. And obviously the environment's going to be electric. So, you know, kind of dealing with that, you know, as a young team. I'm not sure how many of our guys have been, in this type of atmosphere. So, this would be a major challenge for us.
Right. I know if there's anybody who would know how difficult it is to shut out Brady, it would be somebody who's had a front row seat to a lot of his games like you used to. So when you saw that on film, what did you see?
I mean, I just saw consistently physical play, consistent coverage, rush. I mean, they kind of just put all of it together. And played a 60-minute ball game where they just apply pressure on every snap. And, you know, that's kind of their play style. It's aggressive. It's physical. Really on both sides of the ball, three sides of the ball.
Well, good luck to you and your team. I look forward to watching you on Monday Night Football, and I hope this is the first of many, many different conversations here. How has your family handled the fame of being in your draft room a couple of years ago? I've never spoken to you about that. did you have to tamp down the egos in your household after all that?
Yes, you absolutely. You know, my son puts sunglasses on the next day. I don't want people to recognize me.
How old is your son now? How old is he now?
They're 8 and 7.
Okay, your sons are now 8 and 7.
My daughter's 4. I'm going to get her on there next year.
Well, good. There you go. Well, I mean, hopefully you don't have too many reasons to be drafting from your house anymore. But, you know, I mean, that was quite something. Your family certainly front and center that year. That is for sure. So,
yeah.
Thanks for the time, Coach. Really appreciate it. Best of luck to you on Monday night. And like I said, hope this is the first of many times you're on this show. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.
You got it. That's Brian Flores, Miami Dolphins head coach, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So we're going to wrap up this show when we come back. Not only is Chris Brockman going to try and make you some hard-earned American cash on this Christmas holiday weekend with his sneaky good games, but there is a quarterback that is starting in the NFL, making his first start of the season on Sunday. We'll let you know about all of that when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll get to your phone calls in a second. Matt Nagy's made an announcement. The city of Chicago. Bears are visiting the Seattle Seahawks. As you know, Justin Fields is getting beat up.
Understatement.
As you know.
Understatement.
He got that start last week on Monday Night Football against the Vikings, getting beat up. And offense didn't look all that good, but really, there was no option because Andy Dalton was hurt.
Yep.
Well, there's a third option. He's been sitting there all year long for the Chicago Bears. A Super Bowl MVP, Nick Foles, it's been announced, is starting for the Bears against Seattle. Matt Nagy, yes, sir, has announced.
Are the Bears mathematically eliminated?
I believe they are.
Oh, really? I was going to say, let's put it down. Nick Foles, playoff run, Super Bowl run, saves Matt Nagy's job, and we're going all the way, run it back, Nick Foles, Hall of Fame. What do you think about that?
I mean, if you got anybody who can make a run.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the guy. Let's see here. I do believe. Let's check it out. I have the internet. That's what it's there for.
I got it too.
Take a look. Hold on a minute. I see, yes, the letter E.
Oh, they are eliminated.
They are.
Dang it. All right, scratch.
So they can't even
said.
Play out the string with the guy that they need to get reps against Seattle. Nick Foles against the Seahawks. How about that?
So this is Matt Nagy punting on his job, right?
It's not punting. It's just like, what are you going to do? The kid, what are you going to get the kid totally beat up and destroyed?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He's getting his ass kicked. He can't finish the season.
Oy, oy.
So it's Nick Foles to the rescue. Adam, our call screener, is going to be all excited to sit down and see what Foles can do again.
I mean, he's not even going to watch. Are Bears fans even going to watch this game?
Well, they showed up in the form of many empty seats on Monday Night Football.
I mean, two of the worst teams, most disappointing, I guess, teams in the NFC, right?
And it does appear that Lamar Jackson will miss this game against the Bengals.
Yeah, Ian Rapoport said unlikely that he's going to play.
But Tyler Huntley, who had a dynamite 4-touchdown game against the Packers, missed practice today due to a, thankfully, non-COVID illness. But my colleague from NFL Media Group, Aditi Kinkabwala, says he's expected to start.
Oh, there you go.
And my son, Coop, is in his fantasy football semifinal. He's going to start Tyler Huntley.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Because it's a two-quarterback.
Oh, he's in a psycho 2QB league?
Well, it's a bunch of 10-year-olds. What do you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
And by the way, Mr. Glass House throwing stones at a 10-year-old fantasy league, calling it psycho.
You're right. My apologies.
Please back off.
Yeah, totally.
Here's the problem.
I deserve that.
Here's
one.
The problem who 2 Kelsey for comfort is going against, Chris. You ready for this kid's lineup? I don't get it. I don't know how this happened because I was there. I couldn't tell who Coop to draft or what to do. I was giving him some advice.
Yeah.
Here are his quarterbacks, Kyler Murray and Justin Herbert.
I mean, that is so unfair.
Here are his running backs, Austin Eckler, who might not go, right?
Austin Eckler is not yet clear.
Alexander Mattison.
Okay.
And if not him, it'll be Michael Carter from the Jets.
Yep.
His wide receivers, there's 3 of them. Deontay Johnson, Davante Adams, and Cooper Kupp.
I mean, come on.
He's got Davante Adams
and
Cooper Kupp. Yes.
Let's hit them all now while we've got them.
Yes, is this kid projected for
10-year-olds understand the Frank Pantangeli Godfather 2 reference.
Is this kid projected for 300 points?
190. Mark Andrews is his tight end. Brandon Cooks is his flex.
Jeez.
Tampa against Carolina is his defense, and Nick Foles is his kicker.
Oh, my God.
So I told Coop, I don't know, we need like 5 games out of Tyler Huntley. But he also
like 7 times.
And this is what happens. He's got Kelsey. We're hoping he clears because his team name is 2 Kelsey for comfort. And this is where, you know, dads look at sons and say what they have to say to sons when they need help in fantasy football. This is what happens. This is what fantasy football does between father and son relationships when right things need to be done. I told him he had to pick up Antonio Brown. And he did. And we're going to play him. And we're going to root for him. And that makes a little piece of me die inside.
Yeah.
But that's what fantasy football will do, won't it?
Fantasy football is not.
Because he's got Mike Evans.
It's not rational.
So Mike Evans is out?
Mike Evans is out, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Scott in Hawaii before we send everybody down the road with some gambling advice. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Same to you, bud.
Same.
I had the best fantasy draft, and if I don't win this semifinal match, I will feel like the 2007 Patriots.
Ooh.
I had Brady, Henry, Kupp, Chase, DJ Moore, Kittle. And now Kittle started me off wrong.
Yep.
So in my flex, if DJ Moore doesn't go, I picked up St. Brown on waivers, and then I've got Devontae Smith. So I don't know who my options are here.
Wow. DJ Moore, we were thinking about playing him because we're down two in the league that we've been dominating thanks to Jonathan Taylor. Because Sam Darnold's supposed to come back, and you know he wasn't looking at anybody but him when Darnold had a good first 3 weeks of the season.
I just don't know what the situation is going to be for Sam Darnold.
I'd go with Devontae Smith and see what goes.
I think I would too. Devontae Smith's had a good year.
Good luck to you.
Yeah. Hey, one more thing, guys. Since you appreciate fantasy names in my league, we've got some geniuses. Daxinate yourself.
Daxinate?
Okay. Is one. And then my ball, Zach Ertz. Just say it.
There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Very well done. Happy holidays to you, too.
That is one of my favorites.
All right. Let's get the NBC News emeritus voice of Sneaky Good Games.
Here's Chris Brockman with Sneaky Good Games. Contests likely to surprise you with their heretofore undisclosed competitive
value. All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
All right, guys, it's the holiday season, so you know what I'm doing?
What do you got?
I'm going with our teams this week. Raiders and Broncos are a pick 'em. Give me the Raiders to win at home. I love Derek Carr. Rich, the Jets are home favorites, 1.5 against Jacksonville. Give me the Jets.
Hey.
Zach Wilson, Patriots home, less than a field goal to Buffalo. Not even going to be close. We're going to blow them out. Give me the Pats. We're going to end this Christmas 2021 season strong because I'm 0 for my last six, and I need some wins.
You've 0 for your last six? You haven't gotten a game right in 2 weeks? Oh, my God. By the way, our teams, when you're talking about our teams, you know, Buffalo is Mike Hoskins' team, and you just said that you're going to blow him out. And he's the one that is in charge, Mike, of whether or not you appear on camera.
You're a professional, Mike. I know Mike puts the show above his own team loyalties.
And the Raiders, which is Jay Felly's team.
Raiders. Get it.
I'm doing it.
What about TJ? You want to throw the Cowboys in?
They're a big favorite. And I actually, with Heinicke back, I would take Washington plus 10.
There you go. That's a bonus one. You need one more? We got you one more?
Got one more. Take the football team plus the points.
Okay, that's your sneaky good games. Yeah. And the bottom line is, for anybody out there who wants to take that advice from Chris Brockman and you heard that he's 0 for his last six, odds are he's going to get one of those right. What, are you going to go 0 for 10?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Well, you started 1-11.
Started 1-11.
Now you're back.
And we're back.
You got all the way back only to start something. By the way, I can't pick games anymore on Game Day morning.
This is terrible.
Yeah, was it?
Picking games has been so hard.
This year has been insane.
Look, just look at last week. The Lions were 12-point dogs at home.
I know.
And they win by three scores.
It's making no sense of it. No sense of it at all. Hey, I want to thank everybody right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I don't know the order of our guests, hosts. Dan Schwartzman is on Monday, Tuesday, and then Brian Weber is the rest of the week. So Dan Schwartzman is going to be on Monday, Tuesday, and Brian Weber Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. I thank them in advance. So for those who take in this show on Sirius XM and you take it in on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, we've got you covered. It's a big week next week. I'm going to be taking off on much needed, if you will, PTO. I will, however, be on Westwood One coverage of Monday Night Football between the Saints and the Dolphins. And then I will be celebrating the new year, getting totally hammered, hoping that my Michigan Wolverines beat Chris Brockman's Georgia Bulldogs.
Good luck.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. And then we'll be back here on the Monday right after the new year, hopefully to talk about a dynamite week 16 to come and a great week that was healthy and happy for you and yours. We cherish your listenership and viewership right here on The Rich Eisen Show. For those who watch on Peacock, stay right there. We'll take you to Brother from Another. But for those who listen to us, have a happy holiday and new year.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.